248-539-9797. Still a little football today, later in the program. We're doing it right now? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for College Football Today.
So I love this here because we are in a new era for college football here where the 12-team playoff begins this season. So what we're going to do here is ESPN put together a list of tiers of teams regarding disappointments from last era of the college football playoff. Just different things here.
Okay.
So we're going to go to the tier of the could have done more, which is these are the no-shows, okay?
Wait a minute. What do you mean no-shows?
For what? For what era?
These are from the last era of college football, before the 12-team playoff.
All right, so I'll tell you, all right, can I offer something?
Sure.
I'll tell you a team who underachieved. Ohio State.
That is actually on here. They are on the tier of should have done more.
Absolutely should have.
Yes.
They get the best talent. They play in an ass conference, and they just didn't do enough.
Same thing with Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's not on this list here of should have done more. But they probably should have definitely done more here.
Okay, now I'll let you get to doing your business. I had to say OSU.
Yeah.
So let's go through the on notice tier.
Okay.
Tennessee.
Oh, yes. I mean,
they're a program that absolutely needs to do more, and they are on notice.
I have no argument for it. I mean,
they're in a tough spot.
Yeah,
but now they're recruiting really, really well.
Right, cry me a river. At a certain point, you got to step up. You've been in the S. Now, I know there's no divisions anymore. They were in the East for a long time before Georgia turned into Leviathan.
Exactly.
And it's Stugatz. You got to go all the way back to Philip Fulmer. I'm with you. They are a titanic underachiever. They cheat a ton, so Michigan fans ought to love them. Yeah, I'll agree with you.
And they fight over attendance with people, too.
Oh, please, with the attendance stuff.
they're actually getting rid of a lot of seats as well, them and Florida State this year.
Because they can't sell them.
Yeah. The second team on this list of on notice, if you notice there will be a theme here, it will be Auburn. So both Auburn and Tennessee won national titles before, but they have not done anything since.
Asterix, you're right. And Auburn is a program. Look, Alabama's right down the street. All of Alabama's the sticks, but Auburn really is the sticks.
Right, and Auburn's in between Tuscaloosa and Athens,
correct,
too.
Correct. So. It's a really tough gig.
But they got the guy who could do it.
I think they do. From a hospital bed, no less.
Yeah, I know.
Hugh Freeze. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Hugh Freeze, press box, hospital bed, calling place. It really happened. Go ahead, David.
So there's one other team. We talked about Ohio State of should have done more.
Yes.
Did you guess the program that also should have done more?
Yeah, I'll give you one. What about LSU?
They are not the team.
Okay.
How about my father's alma mater, the Pennsylvania State University?
We will get to them. They are not on this tier.
Brother, you got to get there to do more.
Well, that's a hint of what we'll get to.
Okay.
It is Florida State.
Really?
Yes. They should have done more. Of course, we know they won the conference's 2013 national title. But then they lost their coach, and they haven't done anything.
Yeah, and look, I understood why they didn't make it last year, right? If they make it last year and Travis is healthy, you know, do they end up getting this done? We'll never know. But other than that, like, I don't have a leg to stand on. They were downright bad for several years. So, yes, David, that I agree with that. The only reason I said LSU, even though they got it done, it should be more. You do not have to leave a two-hour radius of your home state to recruit a starting 22 that will all be drafted. LSU should be in the playoff every single year. LSU should be doing what Alabama has done.
We'll find out if Brian Kelly is actually worth it.
My family.
So I'll go through this tier real fast because it's real simple. It's a financially challenged tier. So you have Colorado, Georgia Tech, in California. Basically, they're never going to do anything because they're financially challenged.
Wait, hold on. No. First of all, California doesn't care about sports.
Right.
Cal Berkeley has people protesting like greenhouse effect in pine trees.
Right.
So that, forget them. Georgia Tech is a nerd factory. You actually have to be smart to go there. Not like Michigan where you just need a 2.0. Third, Colorado's not going to go anywhere for two reasons. A, don't prioritize sports, poverty school, and Dion might run this thing into the ground.
Yes.
There's a lot going on if you haven't been paying attention.
Lawyers, guns, and money.
Sounds like Paul's school, Miami.
And then they have
Uncle Luke?
They have a basketball or bust here, basically saying all you do is basketball.
Oh, great. Here comes the state slam.
UCLA, North Carolina, Maryland, Arizona, and Indiana. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Football is just nothing.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I kind of want to put North Carolina on that list.
No, he had
North Carolina is on that list.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, I just, they should be better, and they're not. Yeah, I'm okay with that. And frankly, if Florida doesn't get... Florida's going to be bad again this fall because their schedule's brutal. They're going to fire another coach. I'd fire Billy Napier for the haircut alone. Florida might be close to getting there.
Well, let's get to them here because you talked about Penn State. They're in the same. Penn State and Florida are in the same tier. This is the final tier. These are the CFP no-shows. People in programs that have never made the playoff. Penn State is in there. Florida's in there. USC is in there.
Texas in there?
Miami is in there.
Texas
A&M.
Texas just made it.
Yes, so Texas just made it, so they're not there. So there are your teams that have never made it that are CFP no-shows. You agree?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I look, it's part of the reason I love the four-team playoff because you need to be great to get in. You need to be flawless. Now, there's no standards. I mean, this is like a dress code. There's no standards anymore. Forget about jacket required. It's just, do you have pants on? You know, are your balls hanging out? Like, that's what the new playoff is. You're going to be able to lose three games and still get in.
Absolutely.
And I don't like that.
It's going to be worse, too. It's going to go up to 14, you know.
Oh, even better. Make it 16. How about 32? If you just go 6-6, you get a participation award.
That's the one thing you and Wojo really agree about. He only wanted to play. He didn't even want the playoff to begin with.
I just like that college football demanded not goodness, they demanded greatness.
And it was different than every other freaking sport.
Yes, and the last month of the season was your playoff. What about the Matt Davison kickball at Mizzou?
That's right.
It mattered.
Absolutely.
Now it's farcical. You're going to have people sitting out conference title games. Mark my words. Yeah.
Well, that was the old era of the college football playoff. The new era, now everyone will get in the college football playoff.
Right, like even if your kid is stupid, they don't keep him behind.
Everyone, move him along.
Move him along. Participation award.
Well, then Penn State will get their participation award probably this season. That is your college football blitz.